Inside the Red Building at North House Folk School in Grand Marais, 8 people move back and forth between the skeletal frames of what will eventually become 3 wood canvas canoes. Sawdust and wood chips are sprinkled everywhere, creating a slick surface on the well-worn wood floor.
You want a 45?
Yep.
North House instructor Tom Healy calls out that another piece of wood is ready to be applied to one of the canoes, a suggestion that the 7 other people acknowledge with simple nods or by making eye contact with Healy. Among those working on the canoes is Gene Berquin, a very well-known and respected builder of wood canvas canoes.
Probably since the school started, we've been doing a build-your-own canoe class. I figure when I first started, I thought it was taking me 300 hours per canoe. And so about 100 of that is the step that we're doing here at North House. About 100 hours finishing and about 100 hours milling the wood ahead of time. And the wood canvas canoe came after the birch bark canoe. And both the birch bark canoe and the wood canvas canoe are unique in that they're really quiet on the water. If you've paddled a plastic or aluminum canoe, you can hear the water hitting the side of the boat. When you're paddling a wood canoe that's not fiberglass, that's canvased, it doesn't make any noise in the water. You hear the paddle, the water dripping off your paddle.
Of the 3 canoes coming to life in mid-April at North House, one of them comes with a specific destination. This canoe will be the prize for a local raffle taking place this summer and into the fall to support the 2020 Great Place Project, which provides small grants to businesses, community groups, and individuals to create great small spaces around Cook County. A canoe raffle has been used in years past to help fund the Great Place Project, but this is the first year the canoe has been built at North House. During recent summers, on most mornings and evenings, Cook County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Jim Boyd could be seen pulling a canoe on a trailer from City Hall to a spot in downtown Grand Marais. It's a labor of love, as Boyd describes it, with the intent of supporting the community.
It lives on a trailer at the City Hall, and someone, usually, actually exclusively, that's been me for the last 3 summers, takes it over and parks it in front of the Beaver House each morning and retrieves it each evening. That's just the way we do it. And Beaver House is the main point of sale for the raffle tickets. Tyson Kronberg likes having the canoe there because it brings people into the store. And so it's a good arrangement for them and for canoe raffle ticket sales.
This is the 6th year that the Great Place Project has provided small grants to individuals to develop outdoor projects that enhance the beauty and attraction of the outdoor built environment of Cook County, Boyd says. And with regard to the canoe this year being built at North House, this is the extra spice for the 2019 raffle.
I think the idea started with Jack Stone, actually. He's kind of the godfather of the canoe raffle. He originally suggested it when we had the Langford cedar canoe the first year. And so he came to me and said, yeah, I've been talking to folks at North House about building a canoe for the raffle this year. It would be a wood canvas canoe, which historically is the preferred Northwoods canoe. And so it would be built here. And so it would have a lot of appeal, he thought, to folks, and would make the selling of the raffle tickets a little bit easier. We could promote it as a Gene Berquin, Tom Healy canoe, North House canoe. So it sounded like a fun deal to me, so we're going to try it and see if it works.
In addition to the canoe building this April being an actual class at North House, community volunteers are also involved with building the canoe specific for the raffle. Boyd himself spent time helping construct the canoe this year, so it's literally a hands-on project for the chamber and the community. It will be a few more weeks before the canoe is ready to be unveiled to the public and the raffle officially begins. But back in the Red Building at North House, the excitement is contagious as the building process unfolds.
Hi, I'm Josh Tolkien, and I'm an artist in residence at North House Folk School. So we're building a boat called the Lutra, which is Jeannie's own design, and it's a really great boat. It's about 15 feet long, And I really love the lines. I haven't really seen this boat until we went over to Ely and got the form from Jeannie's shop and trucked it over here. And this is a great boat for tandem paddlers. It's pretty nice and stable across the bottom. It's also got really sweet amount of tumble home, so it's got this kind of really sweet shape that a lot of paddlers like, because it keeps the gunwale close to your hip, which allows like just a lot of good sort of access to the water when you're paddling.
Great Place Project grants have funded concepts ranging from a community paint-by-number mural for the site of Birch Bark Books and Gifts to an outdoor ping pong table for the Grand Marais Library. The collaboration this year between North House and the Great Place Project only showcases the unique opportunities that exist on Lake Superior's North Shore, Tolkien says.
Right. Well, I mean, this is a boat made in Cook County that really reflects, you know, I think what the ethos of Cook County is, which is like a very, you know, artistic county and a very sort of like tradition. I mean, North House is a huge part of Cook County and we're all about traditional crafts here. But I also think that the ethos of North House in terms of like the artistic kind of people that live here is, you know, goes beyond just here. And, you know, we're building a canoe, which is, you know, what huge part of the Cook County economy is, like, you know, canoe tourism, boundary waters tourism. So it's two huge parts of Cook County in one boat. You know, I think it's a really great, and it's being built here locally with people from the community. So it's a great opportunity for people who, you know, live here, work here, and who see the cool things that happen at North House and see the beautiful boats that, you know, some people are lucky enough to paddle these wood canvas boats, but don't know much about it and are curious about it, just to get a little bit of a, you know, learn a tiny bit about it and get an experience for a day working on it, and just feel a little bit more a part of what we do here at North House.
And while the canoe is being built specifically for the Great Place Project and will be on display until October 2019, when it finally does land in the hands of its new owner, the word display should no longer be associated with the canoe, Tolkien suggests.
I build boats all the time. I love building boats, but I don't build them so people can hang them up.
The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this series comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.